In the deep dark hills of eastern Kentucky, that's the place where I trace my bloodline, and it's there I read on a hillside gravestone, "You will never leave Harlan." Well, my granddad's dad walked down Kettering's mountain, and he asked Tilly Hilton to be his bride. Said, "Won't you walk with me out of the mouth of this holler? But we'll never leave a holler alive. Where the sun comes up about 10 in the morning, and the sun goes down about 3 in the day, and you fill your cup with whatever bitter brew you're drinking. You spend your life just thinking of how to get away. No one ever
Today, I'm speaking with Daryl Scott, musician extraordinaire. Hello.
Hello there.
And where are you talking to me from right now?
Let's see. Right now, we're on Highway 40, somewhere in Arkansas, between Phoenix and Nashville, Tennessee, where we're headed to Nashville right now. But just driving down the interstate of the United States.
On the road. Road tripping. Are you between concerts?
I'm not. I had some family to visit in California. I had some instruments to pick up in Phoenix, Arizona. My daughter in Albuquerque, New Mexico. So it's not gigs I'm doing, but I do have a trailer full of new guitars and amplifiers that I've picked up in Phoenix, Arizona that I'm bringing back to Tennessee.
All right. Well, soon you will be playing a show here in good old Juneau, Alaska. So we're definitely going to talk about that. But before we get to it, I was hoping we could just get to know you a little bit better. And I was wondering if you'd please tell me a little bit about your background and where you are from originally.
Originally, I'm from Kentucky. My family's been Kentucky folks for the last, I don't know, couple hundred years. All my brothers play, my dad, mom, sang, and I've lived in Nashville now 30 years this week.
Oh my
gosh. I've been in Nashville as a songwriter, a player on sessions, putting out my own records, just anything that, a lot of music in the last 30 years of just living in Nashville.
Yep, that's the truth. That's what I saw when I did my research. The list of collaborators and songs and projects you've worked on just goes on and on. So you grew up around musicians. You mentioned your father and your brother. I was wondering, did your hometown influence or shape your music career? Do you draw on those early Kentucky influences? I'm kind of thinking of your hit, Long Time Gone, that was also recorded by the Dixie Chicks. That one kind of paints a picture for me.
Yeah, that one does start a picture of, like, Kentucky, that particular song. In families, in my dad's side of the family, there were 13 kids, and 12 of them moved away, and one stayed behind at the farm in the area there in Kentucky. And I wrote that song a long time gone from the perspective of the one who stayed back, maybe went away for a moment and then realized, like, what am I doing? I got to get back home. And then they stay the rest of their lives. The Long Time Gone was kind of that perspective, which is one member of my dad's generation that really kind of never left while everyone else moved up to Detroit and Chicago and Cincinnati. Cincinnati's and all that. A lot of Southerners went north in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, maybe 70s too, for work, seeking work and getting off the farm work and getting up to factory work.
There's a lot of Midwesterners here in Alaska who have sort of transplanted, including myself. So I think that they're going to find your songs real relatable.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think, that wasn't just the Southerners going up north. It was the Midwesterners going somewhere else, including Alaska. That's a long way to go for a Midwesterner.
Indeed. Well, as you mentioned, you are now a fixture in the Nashville music scene. You've been there a long time. How would you describe your main music style for those who have never heard you before?
Yeah, there's this fairly new word that they started using called Americana, and that probably best describes it just because you can't exactly pinpoint what Americana is, because it's a lot of things. So to me, there's blues in there, definitely singer-songwriter, definitely folk, definitely bluegrass, growing up, listening to radio, I listened to certainly country radio, but also rock and pop radio. So to me, Americana music is just this big melting pot of a lot of other influences that just sort of somehow sit all together, and that's pretty well what describes me. I'm everything from folk to rock and country. And it's all of that, and it's also roots music is another way of saying Americana music. If you ask me, it's roots of music, roots of blues, roots of rock and roll is really a gospel and country in a way. So roots is part of it, or you could call it Americana, I guess. A mixed bag is what it is.
I hear all of that when I listen to your songs. They hit the ear real easy, and it's such a warm, skillful sound. So thanks for making great music.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But you're definitely more than a singer. You play multiple instruments. You write songs. You've written songs for some of the heavy hitters in pop. You've been awarded Songwriter of the Year, and let me know if I got this right, by the Nashville Songwriters Association once, as well as the American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's true. They were two different years, like back-to-back years, but I did win Songwriter of the Year in both of those organizations. Really, a lot of that comes from having other people recording my song. During those couple of years, and that ran from Dixie Chicks to Travis Tritt, Sarah Evans, and so there was such a number of those getting recorded at around the same time that it sort of, I guess, propelled me into that, winning those awards, for 2 years running.
And what did it mean to you to have those titles bestowed upon you?
Well, that's cool. You got to keep writing, kind of keep going beyond that. And I didn't really write toward those kind of awards. But it is nice to be acknowledged for that kind of situation along the way. And it really let other folks know what I'm up to. And I've had a lot of folks record my songs, but really where the songs come from is what we're going to hear in Juneau, when I get there to play a show, which is I write these for myself. And if they happen to be hits or whatever, somebody records them, great. And if they don't, that's also great. I'm really writing them for myself first and foremost. And there's been times where folks wanted to stay and sing some of the songs that I've written. So I really kind of got it. I'm very lucky in both ways.
And as we mentioned, you've collaborated with a lot of artists, more artists than I have time to list, going way back. So you must have some pretty good stories. Do you ever tell those stories on stage or incorporate them into your live act?
Not very often, but, it's coming. I was just talking to my wife in the last day about how I should get some of these stories or these, you know, these time spent with, you know, particular people. You know, early on it goes is when I was a teenager, I did a show with Ernest Tubb and the Texas Troubadours. But I've also done shows with Robert Plant. I was in Robert's band for 2 years. Also, you know, Guy Clark albums. I helped produce 2 albums and played on 4 albums. And Olivia Newton-John and on, you know, just a big variety of folks. Bluegrass music and folk music. Did a record with Joan Baez. So I really run all over the place musically, but it's all music to me. Rather than a folk category or country category only, it's music with, and I do have the stories, and I was just recently talking about maybe putting those down. They may not be in a book story. It might be more like a podcast or something.
Oh, that'd be cool. I'd listen to that.
Yeah, and it's probably time I started doing stuff like that while I can still remember. And then, you know, play songs that I wrote with folks or that people recorded of mine or sessions that I played on here, there, and yonder, and shows that I did, live shows with people, as diverse as it could possibly be. You know, I've been very lucky to have a career that was that diverse. And to document it somehow seems like it would make sense sometime in the near future to do that.
Now, in recent years, I know you toured and toured with and opened for the Zac Brown Band, and they are pretty huge and pretty mainstream. I was just wondering, what was that experience like for you? Is it just, was it something different, or was it kind of more, I don't want to say more of the same, but about what you'd experienced going on tours and opening for big acts or playing with huge bands in the past?
Yeah, that was just another chapter, you know, of really it stemmed from Zach being a fan of mine back before Zach ever made it. You know, he was a fan of my records. And then, you know, fast forward into, you know, then he becomes, you know, a major act filling stadiums and arenas and all that kind of stuff. I worked on one of his records, produced 5 songs for a record, 2 records ago of those guys. And then, you know, he just said, hey, how about if you open the shows and then play in the band for the next 2.5 hours? So that was something I'd never done before, you know, opening shows for 25,000 to 40,000 people. And then playing in their band, which is pretty rocking, for the next couple hours or more. And so I always look for new places and things that I haven't exactly done before. I don't like to repeat myself. And actually, I don't even know how to repeat myself. Every show is different. Every solo I play is different. Every set is different. I don't have a set list. So when I come out in Juneau there, I won't have a set list. I just figured out in front of people, because I think that's a very honest approach to take. And so that same with that, you know, opening for the Zac Brown Band was, you know, I haven't done this one before, you know, playing in front of, you know, a stadium full of people. So I'm always up for, you know, what I can learn about something out of, you know, working and collaborating with somebody. So, for example, with the Zac Brown Band, I got back to playing electric guitar, which is really how I started. But I moved to Nashville and was kind of in an acoustic world of music, being known as an acoustic player, and I play mandolin and banjo and dobro, whatever. And so suddenly I'm starting a career as an acoustic musician where I was always an electric guy before moving to Nashville. So playing with the Zac Brown Band kind of got me back to my electric playing, which I've kind of kept up ever since. Even if it's me playing by myself in a solo show a lot of times I'll have an electric and an amp there for part of the show because I think it's just another way to play music. And the Zac Brown 2 years I did that kind of brought electric guitar back to me.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Well, it's going to be another different experience when you come to play live in Juneau. That concert's Sunday, February 23rd. It will be at the Juneau Arts and Culture Center. Have you ever been to Alaska before? Have you ever played here?
Yeah, I have, but not down at Juneau World. I've been, when I was 15, I played a whole summer up in Delta Junction, Alaska at a just really a honky-tonk bar with my dad's band when 1975.
Oh, wow.
During the pipeline boom.
Yeah.
And so we were the house band 6 nights a week at the Evergreen Inn, where I turned 16 and made enough money to buy my first guitar, Fender Telecaster Custom, when I got back to the States or the lower 48. And then, you know, I played Anchorage, you know, in the last few years in Fairbanks, but I've never been down to this, you know, that part of Alaska, even to visit. So I'm looking forward to the gig. I'm looking forward to the city that I've never seen and that whole area. And I'll be in Juneau, you know, probably an extra day just to see things or two. And then I head up to Haines, Alaska, for a gig at an art center up there. And really, I hope to do some snowshoeing, eat a bunch of salmon, and just see what it's like to be in the wintertime of Alaska in February. I'm going to find out.
Oh, it's gonna blow your mind, and it's definitely going to live up to your expectations. I promise you're going to get, you're going to meet a lot of cool people, and you're definitely going to get to play in the snow.
Yeah, I look forward to that. I've been up there in the summers before, even as late as, you know, Halloween in Anchorage. But a good February, Alaska, I'm going to find out.
All right.
What's going to happen?
Well, we are so excited that you're coming. And thanks again so much for speaking with me today. Thank you for your time. It was just a real honor to talk with you.
Thank you so much. Looking forward to it.
Daryl Scott, incredibly talented singer, songwriter, instrumentalist, is coming to Juneau, Alaska on Sunday, February 23rd. This concert is a fundraiser for the Alaska Folk Festival every spring here in Juneau, Alaska. Tickets are available at the Jack and Online. Annie Bartholomew is the opening act. Don't miss out.
Brothers found work in Indiana. Sisters a nurse at the old folks' home. Mama still cooking too much for supper. Me, I've been a long time gone. Yeah, long time gone. Ain't hold a rose since I don't know when. Long time gone, and it ain't coming back again. Now Julia plays that old church piano, sitting out on her daddy's farm. She always thought we'd be together. Lord, I never meant to do her harm. Said she could hear me singing in the choir. Me, I heard another song. I got wind and hit the road running. Lord, I've been a long time gone. Been a long time.